Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to talk to someone about my account.
Okay, what's your account number?
No, just a second, I'll look here. Someone with a white card in it. Let's see. Customer number? Looks like 289.
I'm sorry, what is it? You said 5?
No, 2. 289-826-80001.
Okay, just a second as I pull up my system. I'm still uploading my system, just a second. Okay, and could you verify your first and last name?
Tim Allen Jr.
And finally, could you verify your address?
313 East North Avenue, Noble, Illinois, 62868.
Okay, and how may I help you with your DeLorean build-up subscription?
Well, there's three of them. There's a DeLorean and the Skyline from Paul Walker and the Ghostbusters car. Three different ones. I called once before back in December, and I'm on Social Security Disability. I only get my check on the 3rd, you know, once a month. And let's see. It looks like the last charge was, I got three different ones here. It's over $100. The DeLorean one was on January 1st for, wait a minute, hold on a second here. Yes. Yeah, January 1st of 21 with 4212. And then the Skyline one and the Ghostbusters one too. And it's over $100. And now my checking account is $187 overdrawn. I don't see how the money can come out when there's no money in there. I told her, you know, I get my check on the 3rd to make the billing on the 3rd. So that way, you know, when you guys do your billing, because there's not always a bunch of money in there. So somehow it's overdrawn my checking account, $187. Last month was $100-some dollars, the month before that. December was $160. I got a paper here somewhere. I can't remember her name I talked to. I'll have to find it. She had it all set up, right, and now all of a sudden it's back to this.
Okay, so we can't set it up as for a specific date. We can set it up by the week. We can set up, you can receive a shipment every week, all the way up to every 13 weeks, or anything in between that. We can't set it up for a specific date.
Okay. Well, I just looked at my banking thing online, and it said I was charged on the 11th, and then again on, like, just the other day. I thought you only bill once a month.
Okay, on the 11th of which account and 11th of what month?
I don't know. I was on my banking app, and it just shows how much the deduction is.
Okay, which account are you talking about?
My bank account online on my phone.
Okay, what account? You have several accounts.
I have three.
Yes, what account are you referring to?
I don't know. One of them for $54. One of them for $41.12. It doesn't say. It just says, you know, the deduction, the amount. It doesn't say which account on my bank thing, online on my phone. The paperwork here I do, I can see everything, but I can't on my phone. Through my bank app to show how much the deductions are.
Just a second, sir.
Yeah. That's just a good one, you know. Okay, that's the one.
Just a second, sir. I'm looking at your accounts. Just a second.
Let's see. This is... This one. This one. This.
Okay, so I do see it as a DeLorean. It was a shipment that was sent out to the warehouse on the 5th. I'm seeing here that it was shipped out from our warehouse on the 16th. Is that the one that you're talking about? The 16th of February for 5151?
Probably, because I don't think I have that one yet. I'm showing 4112 on this paper, so that one probably ain't here yet.
No, that's not here yet, sir. That was just shipped out. You said it was
that's
one for...
I don't have that one yet. The one I just got the other day, like yesterday? Yeah, I just got two of them yesterday in the mail. Is 7310, and it was 4788. I'm saying, how many days apart are you charging my card? What I showed on my bank app was like 4 days apart. And I can't afford $300 like 4 days apart. Except my account's $187 overdrawn. And it's these, three of them.
Okay, sir. Well, you may want to think about changing the shipping frequency. Right now, it's like every 4 weeks. And a DeLorean is every 4 weeks, and on the
every 4 weeks.
On the Ghostbusters, it's every 8 weeks.
That's the one, yeah. Okay, that's eight on.
Okay, and on the Nissan, you have it every 12 weeks. And
12 weeks. Okay, so what would be the easiest way to do it to where it ain't so much, you know, on three accounts at one time? Charge them. Because I get like, what is it? One, two. I get three or four things per thing, you know.
Okay,
that's how you do it.
Yeah, so you have on each account, you're receiving on each account, it's like $53.40. It's like $50
right,
every billing
right,
cycle.
It's like one, two, it's like four issues per box.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know what I mean? Because I was trying to get caught up because my credit card's been screwed up. Let's see. So when I called back in December, I talked to her. The DeLorean was my first account, the very first one I had. And then I added the Ghostbusters and then the Skyline. Because I've only got two of the Skyline. Was that what you're showing?
You got what again? I'm sorry.
On the Skyline account. Can you see that one? Or is that a different number?
The what account? Skyline?
Yeah, it's the Paul Walker Skyline.
Paul.
The number is, let's see, it's the same account number. That's a good one. There it is. GTR. It's a GTR. It's a Nissan R35 GTR.
Okay, yeah, the Nissan GTR. Yes, sir. You have the DeLorean, the Ghostbusters, and the Nissan GTR.
Right. Okay, the GTR, I have just 3, 4, 5, 6. I got the first issue, 1, 2, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and that's all I've got so far.
Okay, that's the one that you have set out to receive a shipment every 12 weeks.
12 weeks. Okay, so that's 3 months.
And right? Yes, sir. And the next shipment is scheduled right now to ship out on, to be authorized to ship out on this coming Friday.
This one's 12 weeks. Does that mean it'll be charged again?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The last time it was charged was on December the 4th. It'll be authorized.
Yeah, that's
it. It'll be sent over to the warehouse to be processed. And once it's shipped out from the warehouse, then you'll be charged. And that's with all all shipments.
When do you say it was due again?
The next shipment is authorized to be shipped out on February the 26th.
February the 26th,
which is this Friday.
And that's going to be probably.
It's going to be $53.40. That's going to be authorized on.
See, that's not.
This Friday.
That money's not in the account. See, and it's $187 overdrawn. So I don't know how it's going to work. I guess it'll just overdraw more. Right? Do you get your money and it just overdraws it more? Because that's what
sir,
it did.
I don't know about your account, sir. I'm just
asking how it works because it's like I said, that's where it went. It said it went to you guys, so it must have got paid or it wouldn't be overdrawn. On this last one, that's why I wonder when the next one was. You say Friday, the 26th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when's the other ones, the other two, can you see the dates when they ship out again? Then I can see what's going on here. Is there any more this month? The DeLorean of the Ghostbusters?
Okay.
I just got
the DeLorean. Okay, the DeLorean, the next shipment, the next authorized shipment date, you have it set up for every 4 weeks. It's going to be March the 2nd.
March the 2nd. Okay, that's the day before I get my shit. Let me write this down here. I'm writing all this down on each one on the papers I get with them. Let's see. Damn, I get my check on the 3rd. Okay. And can you see the total? Is it going to be $51.40 again or like $53?
It's going to be 51.
51-51. 51-51. One second. That's 21. Okay, and now the Ghostbusters one. And I don't know where I'm
at. And the Ghostbusters, you've got that every 8 weeks, and that's going to the next shipment. Authorized shipment date is going to be April the 2nd.
Okay, April.
And that's going to be just a second. That's going to be
4788. Okay, that's what's on this one, 4788. Okay. Okay. That helps a lot. That way I know. What the bad thing is, it's one day before I get my check. And you can't change none of that, right?
I can't change it to meet the dates that you get your check. As I said,
So it's just one day. Damn. So that means I'm going to have, okay. This is how much I'm going to have to leave in the account each month for each one to go through right. And I got the weeks right now. And see, that's where I got messed up with the weeks. One is 12 weeks, one's 8 weeks. And when you say it's 4 weeks.
And so I get to just keep in mind that you wrote them down at this time, that once you receive a shipment, 4 weeks later, you're going to receive another shipment, or 8 weeks later, or 12 weeks later, it's going to be another shipment.
Okay, I see what you're going on. That's how I wrote it down. When I talked to her back in December, I didn't get that part. When she said
yes, sir.
That way, I didn't understand the week part of it. Now I got it written down.
Okay.
I see it.
I wish we could set it up to coordinate
right.
with your...
It's only one day. I just got to leave that much in the account so that way it don't overdraw and, you know, there's no problems. I just don't understand why it says it was just charged like last week. Like I said, I just got a shipment yesterday with two of them, mailman brought. But, you know, with COVID, the shipping's slow. And it charged it again. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, maybe I misunderstood, but I guess it's falling on the weeks. You know, that's how it's built.
The date that it becomes it's authorized, it's just authorized. It don't actually ships out. Don't charge you until it actually ships out. But it's always to have that money there available.
Right.
So you won't have no overage or anything. Have that money available.
April 2nd and February 26th. Okay. So that's like 110. Okay. Well, that helps a lot. Like I said, I got confused and looking at the papers and looking at the billing, and I'm like, how the hell is that possible? Is there late fees?
Do we have late fees?
Yeah.
No, sir. There's no late fees. No, we don't charge late fees, sir.
Well, I didn't know. I was just asking. Because, like I said, I'm not sure. So actually, it's just for the shipping or whatever, and just the tax and what it is. Yeah, total and then shipping. Okay, that's no biggie.
Yes, sir.
I understand. I see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. Is there nothing else I can help you with?
Do you guys have the Eleanor yet, or are you still working on the Mustang?
The Eleanor?
I was going to do that one next. That's going to be a long one. I'll get these in first.
Okay, just a second. I think that's...
I was reading about it, I don't know, 4 months ago, and I don't know if it was out yet.
Let me see.
8, 12.
Just a second, sir.
Oh, you're fine. I was writing this stuff down.
Thank you. Okay, no, sir. It hasn't started
okay,
yet,
I
sir.
didn't know.
But
I just decided on the phone.
No, sir. It's supposed to start sometime this year, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time and everything. I'm sorry it's just been confusing, and it was
okay.
My fault. I see it, but like I said, I'm
okay.
on Social Security and only get paid once a month, and, you know, when they hit, I didn't know how much money's in there, and sometimes, you know, there ain't enough there.
Okay. Okay,
so
well, glad that you wrote it down, sir, before you can keep
yeah.
up with it.
I wrote
okay.
it down on every one of these white tickets so that way I can see them.
Okay, if nothing else I can help you with. We do thank
that's
you for
all.
Calling in to Eagle Moss, and you have a nice day, sir.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.